And I've got Max in the studio. Max Too Good is on the four-piece course, and this is day two for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah.
You're really enjoying yourself.
Really?
Not many people come in and say that. Oh, they do, really. Honestly, you're not the only one. So what do you want to do when you leave school? What's your ambition?
I want to do stuff with voice work. That's why I tried getting on this show for my work experience, because I've just always liked microphones and voices and whatever work there is to do with that.
Okay, and we've just been having a chat sort of in the morning, this morning, and I've showed you Twisted Wave, and that's kind of, on a scale of 1 to 10, is it a wow, or is it, oh, it's all right.
It's a 9, so it's a wow, sort of.
When you purchase the whole thing, and you can see what it really can do, I mean, we were just talking about microphones and having these phones in your pocket. And one of the things we do try to show people is we've got these things in our pocket, and sometimes we don't realise just how blooming good they are. And you've got a phone, it's an Apple phone, isn't it?
We
put Twisted Wave on it. I've showed you that we could do an interview and we could shove it onto the system without, you know, it's just without too much fuss at all. So that's when you got the idea of going up to school and doing some interviews.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing that later.
Yeah. Going to hopefully get some stuff for our show later on.
Okay. Now, what happens if that kind of falls through? And nobody should poo-poo your dreams. You should always want to. What else can you do?
We're going to have to rework or interview some students, hopefully, on what they think.
Okay, what do you think they're going to say?
They're going to say the opposite from the teachers and think the school's bad.
What's your thoughts on it?
It can be bad in some ways, but it can be good in a lot of ways as well, because the teachers are under control, yet the students don't have discipline, so the teachers blame every student for bad behaviour.
Okay. All right, interesting. It's certainly changed a lot since I was at school, I must admit. So what sort of interest do you have? What other things do you do?
I play games, I do photography, I do food tech, so I like cooking.
Okay, what was the last thing you cooked?
Probably, I can't remember, if I'm honest. Probably an English. Full English.
A full English.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got sausage, bacon, egg. How are you doing that egg? You flipping that over halfway through?
Frying it.
Just frying it, all right. You don't flip it over and do that, and make sure the other side's cooked as well, then?
No.
Oh. Well, that's how I have my egg, so. So you like a bit of food tech. What's the one thing you'd like to have a crack at cooking?
I don't know.
Come on, be brave.
Bakery or something like.
Your bread?
Bread or cakes or.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I watched Jamie Oliver do some bread the other day, and it was so easy to do. Really, really.
It is.
Only a couple of ingredients, a bit of salt, a bit of flour, and no need for a knead or anything like that. He just mixed it all up in the food blender and then put it in the oven. And he made his own, what are they called? Pizza bread.
Yeah.
And it looked really, really nice. And something else that I learned. Maybe you should watch these programs, because they're quite fascinating.
It is really easy to cook. It's just people think it's the you have to cook like a chef and it's going to be hard because they know certain techniques.
He made butter the other day on the television and it took about 5 minutes.
Literally just mixing milk up. Just curdling it.
Well, what he did was he mixed up cream.
Yeah.
And basically you mix it up and he said it goes all nice and thick, and then for some reason after a while you carry on mixing, and then it goes to mush.
Yeah, it starts
off. And you strain off the.
You have your double cream. It starts off thick cream, it goes to clotted cream, and then it goes to butter.
Have you tried it yourself? You've done it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it. What does it taste like?
Cream, and then butter.
Wow.
It's just.
Because I saw this the other day, and I thought, that blows my mind. So is that something else that you would do, fall back on, if the voice work falls through? Maybe you become a chef or something?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's lots of chef jobs out there, because we'll always need to eat. That's the good thing. That's what you got to look. That's what you got to think about in the future. I mean, my parents used to say to me, get yourself a trade. Get yourself a trade, Nipper, you'll be all right. Woodworking, bricklaying, electric, water. We're always going to need them. So, you know, sometimes maybe you fall back on plan B should be a trade. Or definitely being a chef, because you can look after yourself anyway, can't you?
Yeah.
All right.